Hey guys, what the fuck is up? It's Spilly and welcome back to No Bleeps. Today we are just sitting here together, you and I, in my room, my childhood room, because I'm back home when I'm recording this podcast episode. And boy, do I have a lot of things to catch you guys up on, because there's just been a lot of stuff that's going on, not only in my life, but in the drama universe of the world. I have also like a lot of exciting things that I've been planning, talking about with friends of mine that I want to do and share with you guys. So that's something that's super fun. But yeah, I mean, we've got to talk about Jeffree Star. We've got to talk about James Charles. We've got to talk about Trisha. We've got to talk about Ethan. Like, there's a lot of things we want to get into. But first, I kind of want to deep dive into like this weird situation that I'm like going through with these people that I'm talking to on this dating app, you guys, because I've been keeping guys in the loop. And a lot of you guys have been honestly messaging me about this situation, which I think is so funny that so many of you guys are like invested in my dating life. But, you know, it's so crazy. Is that I saw this TikTok today that was talking about moving on from someone. So the TikTok said, "I never got over you or moved on. I just realized that there was nothing more I could do to make you stay in my life. And instead, I stopped wasting my energy on you because you just always ended up hurting me." And honestly, I think this just like smacked me directly into the face, because for the longest time, I've been feeling like there was somebody in my life that I could not like move on from, because I felt like we were supposed to be together and we've always talked about how it was like us, we were going to end up together in the end. And after like all these years, it was going to be us. And I just had this like fairy tale dream for so long. And I mean, we haven't talked in like a couple of months now, because it, you know, it's his decision. He doesn't want to reach out or anything like that. Like, I really want to, but he's not in the same place of life that I am. Like, he's like just starting life, excited about life, youthful, trying to figure out his career, and I'm over here like definitely ready to like settle down. And yeah, like we're just in two different phases of life and it's just not working out. So this isn't even like my most recent ex. This is someone from the way back that we've just always, I've just feel like it's always affected everything that I've ever been in, because it's always been in the back of my mind of like, maybe that's like who I'm supposed to be with. But I don't know. Anyways, as of recently, I've just been like, you know, I deserve better than somebody that's going to put me on the back burner. And that TikTok just like really resonated with me. That's like exactly how I feel. Like, I don't want to like like move on or like get over someone, but I just have to realize like, oh, I want better for myself than to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with me right now. I know, and I've like heard so many people say that, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be, and you know, maybe the universe will bring us together like one day in the future, whatever. But I just feel like I'm so past the point of that, that it's just like, damn, I don't think that I could be with anybody that like really disrespected me like that, because I don't think there's things like I could get past that have gone down. And it's just time that I kind of give up this dream that we're going to end up together. It's going to be this magical movie fantasy, blah, 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 blah. Like, which is sad, because I always wanted that and I always thought that that was us. But yeah, that's kind of the realization that I'm in. And I also just had the realization that like, I'm really fucking happy with being single right now. And that's something that's so shocking to me, because I was in that really, really, really long relationship. And for so long, I was like so scared of not being with that person and not being in that relationship. And honestly, the growth that has happened, I honestly can't process. I can't believe it, because in the beginning of that relationship, it was me honestly in like a really sad place, a really insecure place. I just really wanted somebody to like me and somebody to want to be with me and commit to me. And nobody had done that in a very long time. And I'd been with a lot of people who just wanted to hook up with me. And so when I met, you know, my most recent ex, I literally like was begging him to date me. Like, I was like convincing him up the wazoo, because we were friends. He was so nice. And I was like, I just see so much potential in you. I see so much good in you. Like, please, like, I know it would work out. Like, let it work out. And I mean, when we were hanging out, like, we were really good friends, and it just, he just didn't want to commit to me, but I like stuck through it. Like there was no one else he was with. There was no one else I was with. I was just like there every day cooking him food, hopefully praying on a prayer that one day he was going to change his mind and be like, oh my God, like, okay, like you're great. Like I can't lose this. Let's date. And I mean, after like, I feel like 2.5 years, like he finally was like, oh, all right, like for real, like I'm in love with you. And I would never do that again. And it sounds insane, like me saying it now, saying that like I waited all that time for somebody to commit to me just sounds fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like, I deserve better, you know? But at the time, that's exactly what I wanted. That's the only thing that I wanted. Nobody could convince me otherwise. Everybody told me I was fucking crazy and that I was stupid and I was dumb and whatever. But I think you need to go through things sometimes to realize that you deserve better or that a situation wasn't that great. And I mean, from then on there, like we were like together. But yeah, I don't know. I just, things like that, like looking back on it, I would never accept that type of shit now. I would never accept somebody looking at me and being like, eh, I don't know. I would never chase someone. I would never beg somebody to be with me. I want somebody to 100% like from day one be like, yes, like fuck yes, like it's you. Like let's hang out. Let's be together. Let's do this thing. Like I'm looking for marriage. I'm looking to have kids. I'm looking for these things. I will not accept somebody that like does not want those things because I don't know what the fuck I was on earlier, but like I said, you need to like grow from situations. Anyways, I'm going on a total Emma Chamberlain like style rant right now just because it's late at night and I'm like, I've been thinking about these things and realizing all these things about relationships. And I don't know. I feel like somebody out there might relate to this or be like, ooh, girl, yes. Like you realize what you need to realize. It's like a little therapy session for me right now before we get into the drama. But yeah, I mean, that's just how I've been feeling that. You know, back then, the thought of like being in something with somebody who like half wanted to be with me and like half appreciated with me was seemingly way better than being single and alone and having no one to talk to. And right now, I'm like in this place where I am, you know, really loving like being alone and having this freedom and I can do whatever I want. I go hang out with whoever I want. I could do whatever I want. Like, I don't have to check in with anybody. I don't have to tell anybody anything. And it's so amazing, so nice, like this freedom and I don't know, like really loving myself and treating myself and seeing what I want and, you know, what kind of person I want to be with and all this. It's just crazy to see how you can grow. And like one of my friends is kind of going through the same situation where she's with somebody who she feels like isn't appreciating her, but she's like not ready to leave the relationship yet. I'm like, girl, I've been there, but it's not that scary. You will be okay, but you have to like be ready to let it go in order to be okay. Because I was so scared for the breakup. And then literally once it happened, I was like, oh my God, I'm me. I'm okay. I'm alive. Like I, you know, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, okay, I'm still standing. And I'm still standing today. So yeah, that's that. But I have some funny stories about the people that I've been talking to. This one person looks like Nick Miller from New Girl. And we never left talking the dating app. But basically, he messaged me like such weird messages. Like, what if I told you like I already picked out where we're going to eat? They already know we're coming. And I just messaged back and I was like, oh, like, is that so? And then like a week later, he was like, it is, but there's just like one problem. And I could sense that like maybe the next message was like going to be him wanting my number, but he was already kind of giving me weird vibes. So I never answered. And then this week he messaged me and was like, this just isn't working. And I didn't reply because like, what the heck? And then the next day he tries to request me on Instagram. And I was like, what the fuck? Absolutely not. Like, ew, what? So that was weird situation number one. The second weird situation is that this person that's been trying to talk to me is like 31. And he was like asking me like about, you know, if I live alone or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I don't have a roommate. And he was like, oh my God, like I have a roommate. I can never imagine not having a roommate. Like, I don't know if that makes me codependent or what, but like, how do you keep yourself busy all day? Like, what do you do? Like, how are you like functioning? Like, are you okay? Like, you don't have a roommate? And I was like, oh, that seems like a red flag. That just like seems like a red flag that you need like attention or like somebody to do something with all the time. Cause I'm over here independent as shit. So that's an issue. And we've also been talking for like 2-3 weeks, basically texting like all the time. And he never asked me to hang out. So I was like going home. I was like leaving the state. I didn't even bother telling him because like he hasn't fucking asked me to hang out at all. And so finally he asked me to hang out, and I'm just like, oh, well, I'm not in the state. Stops talking to me completely. Like, I don't know what you expected. You had all those, days, weeks to ask me, and you choose now, like, whatever. And then just a little update on the person that I'd gone on a couple dates with. I've told you guys about him. We're like halfway through this like month that we are not seeing each other because he went on a trip and then I'm, on a trip. And like the other day we had this like really great long texting conversation, and then he said goodnight, and then I said like something, and then I said goodnight, and then he never texted me back, and it's been like 2 days. And he snapped me today like an inside joke, and I replied, and like that was it. But I'm just kind of like, is it it? Is he waiting for me to say something to see if I like him or what? I don't really know what the situation is, but I think that's done. It's for the best. It's honestly, it's for the best because like I didn't even know if I liked him, and yeah, I don't know. But anyways, that's what's going on in the dating realm of the world of things. I am talking to someone new who's kind of sparking my interest, and we've been having really good texting conversations. I like him a little bit. And we haven't met yet. We haven't met yet, but we've just been texting, and I don't know, there's something about him that I'm very interested in. So let's see how that goes, you guys. I'm honestly fucking scared based on like all the track record situation that I've got going on. But okay, anyways, enough of me like freaking talking to you guys about like my dating life. Like some of you guys are probably like, what the fuck? Like shut up, stop talking. Let's just talk about some drama. Let's talk about Jeffree Star first of all, because Jeffree hasn't been in drama in a very, very long time, like a long time. Ever since he like full on moved to Wyoming, I feel like we haven't really talked about Jeffree because, I mean, what is there to get into drama-wise in Wyoming? Plus, he like hasn't really had any sort of makeup launch or anything like that. So what is there to get into drama with, right? At least you would think. But Jeffree has been raising yaks. I didn't even know what a fucking yak was. Like, I did not know that was an animal at all, but he's been raising yaks. So look at Jeffree Star teaching me something new. And he has an Instagram page, his like Star Yak Ranch, and he has photos of him with his yaks on there. Well, Jeffree went to go trademark the name Star Yak Ranch, and Insider did an article about it because there was something in the trademarks that was like alarming to a bunch of people, and that was that one was like breeding and meat, like butchering, like butcher shops. And people were like, wait, what the fuck? Like, you're posting pictures cuddling up to these animals, and then you're gonna sell the meat? What the fuck is going on? Like, people were so disturbed by this. People were also calling him out because his makeup products are vegan, and they were like, it's just like a little weird. It's ironic that he has vegan products and then he wants to sell meat. Like, that's just really weird. But I know that Jeffree probably did make vegan products to make it more accessible to his audience. And because a lot of brands are going vegan with their makeup products, but Jeffree himself is not a vegan. He's posted videos eating In-N-Out burgers, Taco Bell, and he is not ordering the cheese quesadilla, I'll tell you that. He's ordering meat products. Like, he has a ton of videos eating meat and all this like fast food, junk food. So he is not a vegan by any means. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if he was selling meat. That seems definitely not on brand for him, but he's not a vegan, so I'm not like shocked by it. But a lot of people were really upset by this whole thing, and he came out and was like, yo, what the heck? Like, this is not true at all. Basically, if you're raising animals, you want to trademark, you should trademark in every single category that has to do with raising animals because people will try to steal your name, and he didn't want people to steal his name. And so that's why he trademarked his Star Yak Ranch under Butcher Shop so nobody would steal his name. It's just so fucking weird. But obviously, this Yak Ranch is Jeffree's new avenue of making money because people are saying like Jeffree Star Cosmetics is like not doing too well. So he needs a new way to make money. And I guess yak fur and fibers and meat are really big money makers. So, Jeffree knows what he's doing. Plus, people are saying that if his business is his land with the yaks, like then his whole property could be taxed or like written off or something. I don't know. Anyways, he's saving a lot of money by having this Star Yak Ranch. Aside from that, in James Charles news, isn't that crazy? We're talking about Jeffree and James. This is like a major throwback here because two people we honestly haven't talked about in a while, but James Charles was in some major freaking drama this week because he lost his Snapchat verification. Like, you guys. Oh my God. This is something people felt like was a long time coming, because why the heck didn't they take it away during the scandal? When everybody was calling out James Charles for talking to minors, why didn't they take it away then? And why didn't they just take his account away? I don't really understand why they would just take verification away, because what is that doing for anybody? Like, he could just be like, oh, that's not me now because it's not verified, even though it's like fully his username still. And you can see old Snapchats of his when you click on his profile. But like, what good is like taking the verification star away from him doing? Like, he could still use the app. He could still talk to people on there. I mean, it's just like a mess. Like, maybe it's like taking some sort of power away from him. Like, he isn't like super special now. So like, when people talk to him, he like isn't using his like power imbalance. But like, I mean, come on, it's still James Charles. Like, I'm just like so weirded out. I have so many questions as to why this decision was randomly made. There's been like no statements made. James hasn't said anything. Like, no one has said anything about this. It just like randomly happened one day this week where suddenly James was verified and then suddenly he's not. I mean, it's insane. And it really is his account, because I've looked a million times and I'm just like, this is him. This is literally his account. And it's not like he changed his username, because his username is the exact same. So I just have a million fucking questions. Like, what is the dealio here? It's a mess to me, this whole thing. It's weird. But that's what's going on with James. In terms of Trisha and Ethan, I didn't really get to dive into this last week, but Ethan and Trisha are still on bad terms. And Ethan has canceled the family's podcast because of Trisha, because of all the drama. He wants to protect his mom and his dad from being in anything toxic, in any sort of drama or anything like that. He wants to protect them from that. And he said that because they were getting in drama with Trisha, he doesn't want that to happen. And he doesn't want haters to come for his parents. He doesn't want people to come, you know, try to cancel his parents, make tea videos on his parents in some like way where they're doing like deep dive cancellation videos on his parents. He does not want that at all. He's like so terrified of that. So he's like, we're ending families on a high note, because right now people are really excited about families and like they're saying super nice things about his parents and they are saying they're gonna miss his parents, and he would rather go out on a high note where people are like, I love the show, I'm gonna miss the show, than have it go out on a note where people are like, this is so boring, like blah 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 blah. So I totally understand where he's coming from in terms of that. Ela also on the H3 After Dark this week was saying that she hasn't really been online that much, which is so good, because people have been so worried about her and how she's doing, her mental health, because she's pregnant right now and they don't want her to have to deal with all the stress that's going on with the family. And oh my goodness, there is a lot. I mean, Trisha honestly hasn't said anything further in the recent days about any of the drama that's like gone on in the family, which is definitely a good thing that Trisha's like not really talking about it anymore. But you guys, Trisha's new YouTube channel, like this Trish Talks channel that they have with Moses, is absolutely crazy. Like, Trisha's new channel is like about these motivational skits. And the most recent episode of Trish Talks is getting so much backlash because Trish is basically like shaming Moses and his accent. And it's the weirdest video. Like, I know Trish's point of the video is to be like, this is bad, you shouldn't do this or say these things about other people, but the whole thing just comes across weird. And all the comments are like cracking up, thinking it's the funniest thing ever and that this is not super serious. Like, people were taking it as like a joke. And I don't even know how to process it, because when I saw it, I can't believe Moses does these videos with Trisha. And oh man, I mean, Trisha has just been focusing a ton on other videos instead of calling out Ethan and his mom and his dad, since Trisha's been filming all these like music videos. And when Trisha films music videos, Trisha goes all out. They like literally hire the top people in the industry, I swear, to like film these music videos, because the quality of them is so good. And Trisha even says like how expensive they are. Like, they spend most of their income paying people to make these music videos for them. And that is just insane to me. Like, I mean, wow. Trisha's like truly spending money on things that makes them happy. But like, damn, that so much money. Like, productions are so costly. But I mean, whatever keeps the peace in the family, I guess, because Trisha making music videos has like caused less drama or internet videos to be made about all this Ethan and Trisha drama. But that's kind of what's been, you know, left of that drama. And in some funnier news, Tana Mojo, you guys, has been getting called out because she's stinky. Like, what? Yeah, I like literally said that correctly. On Tana's most recent podcast with her friends were like, we call Tana Big Stink. Like, what? What the fuck, you guys? And Tana was like, I don't like showering. Like, what the heck? What the heck? Tana's out here saying that she doesn't like to shower. And her friend Brooke was calling her out saying, like, when they went to Hawaii, it had been like 7 days and Tana hadn't showered. And she literally hated showering so much. Like, she was standing outside of the shower just, like, rubbing soap on her because she, like, didn't want to get in the shower. Like, that was just, like, too much for her. And so they call her Big Stinky, which is insane. I mean, remember when everybody thought that Emma Chamberlain didn't shower and she got so much hate over it? Like, literally people were roasting her and she was, like, so upset about it. And Tana's over here like, yeah, 7 days no shower. I don't like a shower. I mean, you guys, what? Is that something to brag about? Is that really something to brag about? Tana's, like, always going out and she, like, always talks about how much sex she's having. And I just couldn't imagine not showering in between. Could you not? I mean, what? Big Stinky. That is what she's going by now. Could you just imagine? I mean, wow. That is truly something. Like, I wasn't expecting to hear that this week. That is for sure. But, I mean, I didn't expect to be talking about Jeffree Star raising a yak farm, potentially selling meat, and trademarking a butcher shop name either. So, this whole year has just been so crazy with drama and, like, random things happening. But I definitely have this idea that I want to, like, start doing tea videos on TikTok more. So, if you guys want to, you guys should follow me on TikTok. It's spillsesh_YT, like YouTube. That is my TikTok account. I really, 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 really want to do like daily tea videos on there because I've just been seeing so many and I think that that would be a fun place to do tea videos. But yeah, that's something that I really, really want to get into. Oh, and speaking of TikToks and TikTok drama, I don't know if you guys follow Olivia Ponton and Kai, but the craziest shit has been going on. And, like, I'm super invested in this, but, like, I don't think I would make a video on it because I don't think, like, they're super, super relevant to where people on YouTube would be interested in it. But, like, people on TikTok for sure are interested in it because it's Olivia Ponton and Kai. They're super big on there. But basically, Olivia and Kai have been dating for a little while now, a couple of months now. And then all of a sudden last night, there was this girl that posted this random TikTok about saying, like, in February, Olivia tried to get with her boyfriend. And Kai commented and was like, oh, when the truth comes out. And then I go on Kai's TikTok and Kai's posting all these TikToks being like, I got stood up on a date today. And then was like, if they wanted to, they would. And Olivia is posting these shady TikToks. And I am just like, what the fuck is going on? Y'all are not together. Like, did somebody cheat? You guys were just together like yesterday, I swear. It was just so random. And honestly, for so many months, people thought that their relationship was fake anyways. And so I'm just a little lost upon what actually went down because the timeline of their relationship. So this girl is saying, oh, Olivia tried to get with my boyfriend in February. And then in June, Olivia did an interview saying that her and Kai have been together for 4 months, which would mean February. But it's like, what are the time date? Like, what are the dates of that? Because people are accusing her of cheating now. And it's like the only way to like tell if there was, is if there were dates released. It's just, I'm so confused by this. I have so many questions. All these shady TikToks are happening and there's not a whole lot of answers. And I'm just like, is this for clout? Is this for real? Like, were you guys together? I'm just a little bit lost upon all these things. But anyways, that is something that I would cover like in TikTok tea videos that I want to be doing. So like I said, go pop over to TikTok, go hit that follow, you guys, and let's start this TikTok tea journey together because I think it would be fun for us. Because honestly, I'm pretty addicted to TikTok. As much as like I did not want to be addicted to TikTok when I first downloaded it, I even deleted it once at one point because I was on it a little too much. And well, I mean, here we are again. Like, I'm absolutely addicted. I watch that shit all the time. My TikTok FBI agent knows me so well, always sending me these sad couple things and like just TikTok tea and funny things and cooking videos. Like, it knows me so well. But anyways, look out for that. I do think that's like all the tea that we're going to talk about today. Definitely let me know, you guys, what you guys think about all this. You could tweet me at NoBleepsPod. You guys could email me at NoBleepsPod@gmail.com. You guys are the best, my actual sunshine, my moon and my stars. You guys are the best ever. Thank you so much for listening to this, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. You guys are the best. I love you.